Yellow.
Mr. Price, how you doing?
Yes, sir. Doing good.
Hey, man. I'm with Keaton. Keaton's one of my partners. I'm calling you about your properties. He told me that you had a few different properties and you would be interested in selling them as a portfolio. He told me that.
I've got only a couple of I don't know what price range I'll have or what kind of money I'll spend. Who is this anyway?
This is Zach.
Zach, have I talked to you before or
Uh,
recently
you
or?
talked to you talked to my partner Keaton. He's just getting some general information from you just to see if we'd be a good fit, to see if we'd want to
Oh.
purchase the
The
asset.
only thing I have is the 1701 Carlisle is what he talked to me about, correct?
He talked to you about that, Melton.
No, Melton. I'm not selling Melton. Nobody, y'all couldn't afford Melton. That's $700,000 now.
A very very closed-minded statement for such a person.
I have multi-millions of dollars worth of properties.
Okay.
And I don't know what y'all have, but all mine are paid for.
Okay.
Yeah,
That's
but
very
and
good.
I sometimes I make statements because you just don't realize some of the people I talk to. So, but maybe y'all are doing very well for yourself, and y'all probably are probably
Yeah, well, we could talk
well-trained
about what we do
buyers.
have and don't have, but regardless, if you don't want to sell Melton Road, that's fine. If you say we can't afford it, I guess that's up
Well,
to you.
no, I bought that and just totally redone it. I personally have 500,000 invested in it, but
Okay.
it's nothing that it's not a flip. It's the only thing. The things I would think. I know what y'all are looking for is what I should have said.
You don't. You barely even knew my name. I don't think you know what I'm looking for, actually.
Yeah, you're looking for probably, the same thing I'm looking for. You like to buy something for a good price and put minimal money in it and resell it.
Yeah, so that's exactly not what I'm looking to do. I mean, if it comes across my table, I will do that. But I buy
Okay.
properties in multiple different ways. Owner finance, take over the mortgage. I mean, I don't discriminate when it comes to a property. If I can make a deal and negotiate something with the seller, that makes sense, on paper
Well,
and
you did the same thing I did when I started out.
cool.
Of course, I should have kept on doing it. It's a good way to do it.
Yeah, we've
But
done novations. I mean, it's the list is endless.
Yeah, I keep everything I have paid for.
Cool.
I just figured that. I figured
All
10 properties paid for is worth more than 30 if you owe on them. But I
right.
have a 218 North Oak that I will probably sell. I would probably take 200 for that, and I would take
You said
and then
218 North
some.
Oak.
Yeah, and that.
Where's
The county has it. That's in Hollow Springs, Virginia. The county has it listed as about 900 square feet, one bathroom. It's 1,250 square feet, two full baths, three bedrooms. So I don't know why the county's got it listed like that, but I'm
It's
not going to sit
probably
there and.
because the addition was not permitted correctly.
Yeah, probably. But
Yeah, so
I don't
technically.
want to. I don't.
I'm just saying an appraiser is going to go off of finished square footage, which is based off the county ordinance
Yeah,
that was not
everything's
pulled.
finished in this.
Right,
It,
okay.
it's presently rented out, and it's. I'm thinking it's a three bedroom, two bath. I would take a firm 200 for it.
Yeah, I bet you would.
Well, it's if I put it on the market, it's more like about 260. So.
Okay.
So well, I've been doing it for a long time.
Okay.
Then I've got 1701 Carlisle, and the tax assessment on that one is 192, so I think I would take 195 for it.
Carlisle. Yeah, so we're, I mean, I'm, as far as North Oak, I mean, I'd be willing to pay, I mean, I'd be willing to give you what you want for them if, you know, since you are the owner and you don't have any money, you know, left on the mortgage, would you finance any of these? Because, I mean, your prices are too high for me as an investor to pay. I mean, I'm not a retail buyer. I mean, I would pay
right.
that.
Right. I'm not a retail buyer either. I'm a retail seller sometimes.
But I'm a retail buyer if you offering.
Yeah, I know what you do. Same. You'll buy smart. They just say basically buy smart.
Okay. Will you deal with the smart buyer or no?
Well, it's if I'm renting it out for, like when you said be the finance it, how long would I finance it to you for?
I know you want to live to get the money, so like 6 years.
Six years at what interest rate would you?
What's it renting at right now?
What to pay? Oh, I'm renting it probably cheaper than I should. I think I'm getting about $1,300 for it.
Yeah, so I mean, I'd have to give you a little bit less than the rent. That way, that I can cash flow and still operate the business. You know that.
Just so you're basically giving me about around
about 800.
By the time I pay with my 13, which I'll be going up soon, by the time I pay my taxes and insurance, I'm still getting about 1,100, and it's pretty much got new roof, windows, and everything. So I don't.
You're getting 1,300 for 1701. You said.
No, for 1701.
Well, let's
they
say
only have a month-to-month lease.
So you're getting 1,300 for 218 then, right?
Right. Yeah, okay. That'll be going up shortly. But
well, I'd be at probably like, you know, 1,050 for that a month, 6 year term, cash you out, the price that you want. I'm not going to negotiate.
And how much would you put down?
$10,000.
Okay. I'm in Florida right now. Why don't we continue this conversation maybe Thursday of next week?
All right. So that's fine. I'm just going to put right here, I'm going to notate that we talked about 218 North Oak, 6 years, 1,050.
Right. Yeah, but, you know, I would think that I would charge interest of at least 5.5.
1,050. 5%. You said 5%.
5.5. Because everybody's wanting about what, right? Much more than that, but
$10,000.
Still, it's
six-year term. Okay. All right. Well, we can. I mean, you know.
Yeah, you'll come out to what you're doing.
260 purchase price. I'm willing to do that over. Yeah. Okay.
6 years. Yeah.
The 5%, I would try to be around 5 instead of 5.5. Because
interest will eat up even at 5%.
Yeah. Let's continue the conversation. You said you were in Florida now.
Yeah.
We can talk.
Yeah, I'm in Florida right now. I came down here to put a roof on one of my houses.
Okay. You want me to call you today or what?
You can call me back about... we'll talk Thursday probably. I'll be back and settle back in.
All right, I'll give you a call. I just sent one of these agreements to my lawyer about for three properties, the same way that I'm describing the way
right.
that I'm giving it to you. So
yeah,
we
your rent now that house after you get a new tenant in, I'd re-rent that house for $1,600.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go unless you want the old tenant in it, you know.
Yeah.
But, in 1701 Carlisle, you could probably rent that. That one is going to need, that one would need.
We've only really discussed 218 in terms and stuff like that.
Right.
I don't want to talk about probabilities. I'm definitely down to do 218 at the terms that we discussed. If you want to do more deals, get more comfortable with me, let's do them. But,
All right. Well, we'll talk about 218 right now. Okay.
All right.
Okay, yeah. One at a time. All righty. I'll talk to you next week.
See ya.